Track one.
Have you heard about this idea of lingua franca before? Is it new?
Well, I haven't heard about the name and, well, also the theoretical concept. I've never heard about it, but I've used it quite a lot of times. So now, when we were introduced to it, I thought, well, of course, we are using English like that all the time. What do you think about it? What's your opinion on
Well, it's pretty much the same for me because I hadn't really heard of the concept until recently. I'm not sure if that was the first time when I was told about it, but basically, like, the entire last year and in other situations before, like, living in Budapest, that was pretty much how I was communicating with my friends, because there are people from all over Central Eastern Europe and elsewhere, and that was how it is. It's English. It wasn't most people's first language, except for the Americans and the British, and nobody could understand the British.
Nobody can understand. Yeah. And what I like most about the concept is that it doesn't say this English is better or this one is worse. It just, it's like, that's the way it is, that's the way we pronounce it, and we should just all make an effort in understanding each other. So, yeah, being exposed to as many accents and dialects as possible can just enrich your knowledge and your life. I believe.
And this kind of makes you a better listener too, and like learning to hear like different ways that people use it, or it is, yeah, people don't listen enough, so it's learning to listen more carefully to what people are saying.